Let's catch up with our buddy Nick at Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. Good to catch up with you this week. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
I know that we had good fishing reports flowing in earlier in the week, like right at the beginning of the week from the weekend, but things definitely seem to have slowed down a bit with this Arctic blast.
Yeah, it usually slows things down for a day or two, but did firm up the slush, and then, you know, on the bays on Lake Superior, definitely forming some ice. So kind of a good thing to have, and looks like the weather coming up is pretty promising. Not too warm, but heck of a lot more comfortable.
I would agree with that. I think it's going to possibly turn right back on, looking at the predicted barometric pressures and all that stuff, you know. So I guess let's jump in and talk about, you know, the hot topic right now, which is Munising Bay. And this cold weather definitely helped the ice conditions there. So let's start with the ice, and then we'll talk fishing. What's going on with the how thick it is and where they're getting around now?
6 inches or better. You know, there's all the common areas seem to be pretty safe. You know, I have not gotten a bad report over the last few days as far as ice conditions. But prior to that, I was getting a lot of bad reports. You know, guys trying to venture out a little further, get to their burbot spots, things like that, and it just wasn't working out. Now it sounds like travel's a lot better.
Well, let's talk about the fishing then. I heard they were getting some whitefish, mostly splake. Coho were really hard to come by. And I haven't heard much about burbot either this year on Munising Bay. Just jump right in and tell me what you're hearing.
I've been getting a lot of burbot reports.
Oh, good.
Definitely been gaining popularity the last few years. You know, we carry baits specific for it. You know, a lot of buckshot rattle spoons and glow colors, larger Swedish pimples and glow colors. Things like that, you know, guys are pounding the bottom with live or dead bait.
So you're hearing good burbot reports. Is it mostly a night bite?
Yeah, definitely. And the areas that guys are going to, you know, to find the burbot, that's after they've already set up for whitefish earlier in the day. They're moving to different water for that, typically a little shallower.
Yeah, typically whitefish, you're looking at 60 to 80 feet, somewhere in there is what the normal reports are. Well, Nick, I'd like to talk more about the whitefish bite and then get into some splake talk and anything else around the Marquette County, Alger County ice fishing world. If we can get a little more time from you later this hour.
Yeah, definitely.
I appreciate your time, Nick, from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. We'll be back with him right here on The Outdoor Show.